You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Incorporated, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fabulous today.
Of course you are.
It's Sunday.
Yay.
Our guest today is Derek with Wells Lawn Care. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is your first time.
This is our first time.
So show. We'll start the hazing.
Yes. All right. Let the hazing begin.
All right. Bring
we'll
it
just
on.
Prep our guest and tell him that we're going to be really nice and it's not going to be hard not to be nervous, but... No, I'm just kidding. So I met you years ago, a couple years ago. You started coming to the home show.
Yes, that's correct.
Back in January, February. Mm-hmm. And you were there again this year, and you had a wonderful display
Thank
this
you.
Year.
Thank you.
Beautiful, getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yep.
I'm noticing this year you had a pergola.
Yeah, a pergola.
Yeah, yep. You did.
So
nice.
We're yeah. trying to bring more of the actual outdoor spaces inside for these home shows.
Sure. Yeah,
I think
awesome.
Kind of lack a little bit, like a lot of the Indianapolis shows. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. actually have the outdoor water features and fire features, and you know patio Ooh. Seating areas that are actually inside. And I think a lot of shows, that's really what people like to see.
They do, right. absolutely, so. Especially at that time of year when it's usually dreary and nasty.
That's
and
right.
Yeah,
that
kind of
thing.
Wishing
so.
You were there for
right.
real.
Those you know mm-hmm. sunny 70 days. That's what
absolutely.
I'm thinking about.
Well, and that's, you know, let's talk a little bit about your business,
okay.
Wells Lawn Care. How long have you been around now?
This will actually be our 10th year in business.
Wow.
So
did you start doing this when you were 6? Because you're a young guy.
Right, yeah.
They can't
yeah.
see you, but you're a very young guy. So
yeah, yeah, actually started back in high school. At 16 is when we got the business registered and licensed, and kind of been going at it ever since. So kept at it through college. It was kind of a side job back then. Actually thought I was going to be an architect. Went to Ball State, studied architecture, and switched over to business. And finally I had to make a decision one day to either – go with the business or keep going the career path with college, and went with the business, and best decision I ever made. So
that's awesome.
Yep.
So did you first start out just like mowing lawns? Is that what you were doing?
Right.
Mostly lawn care? Because
right.
that's obviously the name
yeah.
Wells
yeah.
Lawn Care.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But what
Very
you described cool. is designing people's yards and outdoor kitchens and all of that
sure.
stuff.
Sure. Yeah. So we started, I mean, well, I started out like when I was 12 with just the push mower, you know, the classic
sure.
summer story of the little kids going
Slave
around.
Slave labor.
Slave labor. That's right. Yeah. Cheap. I was cheap
yeah,
back
cheap
then.
Yeah. Cheap labor.
Right. You know, and then I had enough money, bought myself a garden tractor, and I was
okay.
riding around the neighborhood on a garden tractor, and from there bought my first truck, and it just kind of took off from there. But now we're a lot more specialized, so we have 3 divisions that we work with. We have a lawn care division, a landscape division, and then kind of an outdoor construction division, and that focuses on like the outdoor patios,
mm-hmm.
the retaining
right.
walls, the outdoor living spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something that we're going to see a lot more of here in the next couple of years as people start to entertain more outside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think that has been a big
oh.
push. I know that, you know, Brian's a realtor and
right.
he knows that people look at that kind of
yeah.
stuff. It's not just about what the inside of the house looks like.
Right.
It's how functional it is on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Indoor-outdoor space.
Right.
That transitional space. What's funny is how many people want, because you see it on TV all the time, especially in California-style homes, with the doors that open up and it opens, you know, out to, you know, some incredible space.
Mm-hmm.
People want that here. And I'm like, yeah, that's really cool, but you don't see that very often, so maybe we'll see more of that happening.
Well, and yeah. the humidity here kills
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
You, know, you
yeah.
can't have your air
well,
running and
yeah.
have the full wall open up.
Yeah, it's a cool idea, though, for a couple months out of the year.
Yeah,
right.
absolutely.
Yeah, I actually did a workshop with a professor at Purdue who's in economics and in landscaping, and he said for house improvements, as far as you know, you get a lot of value back out of bathroom remodels or
right.
kitchen remodels.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the actual landscape, you tend to get actually $1.08 for every dollar you put in was his
wow.
figure that he came
well,
up with.
That
so,
would make sense, though.
Right. You know, curb appeal is a
yeah.
big thing. And then
mature landscaping.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, and I was going to say, and functionality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. So many people, like if people were to look at my house, my backyard is not functional. It's just not. We don't spend a lot of time back there anymore. My kids are empty. I'm an empty nester,
right.
so we don't do that. And we never, when our kids were there, we didn't take the time to really make it functional. Mm-hmm. Like, you go on my back deck, and you can't get off of it.
Oh, okay.
From the, you have to go through the house.
All right.
So, you know, one of the things we've always said is we got to put at least stairs off the deck. I didn't build this house. Function. I bought it. It was a spec. So, yeah, exactly. But those are the kinds of things that it would be so easy to do that, or expand the deck a little bit, or, you know. And I think people, and we would have used it more.
Right.
I think. And that's the thing. If you have this, we have a beautiful backyard. Mm-hmm. If we have this beautiful space, why aren't we using it more?
Right.
Why aren't we putting, you know, a nicer area out there. So I think that's awesome that people are now looking at investing in that, and that you are able to do that, not just, yeah, I can mow your lawn and trim your grass and your bushes for you.
Yeah, we are seeing a lot more of that. I mean, a couple of jobs did last season were 1,500 and 2,000 square foot patios outside.
Wow.
So you're talking a lot of square foot space, and you know, people, I mean, you design in areas that you have seating areas for tables, places around a fire pit. If you want to put in like a water feature, a stream running down the side of your patio, and then also a garden space. So there's a lot of options, and it really depends on what the end user wants to get out of their experience outside.
Absolutely. Well, and I like that, you know, I'm assuming there are different, you say patios, I'm sure you can either do a poured patio, or you can do pavers or that kind of thing, as well as decking.
Right. Yeah, we actually stay away from the poured concrete or stamped concrete. We focus just on traditional pavers or slab style pavers, and they add a lot more characteristic to
think,
to the look. So, and one thing, you know, nothing against the concrete stuff. Usually it's at some points guaranteed to crack.
It is guaranteed to crack. There are two things you know about concrete.
Right.
It will crack, and it gets hard. That's it.
Yep.
And you just hope it cracks in the places you want it to crack.
Right, yeah. Hide it, you know, put something over top
of it. So pavers, that's great. Right. And if a paver gets broken or something, you can always replace it.
Right, you can go and replace it. And the way that you design those paver systems, you actually build a foundation below it. So depending on how much traffic load you're expected to carry, you know, we usually put 8 to 12 inches of a foundation below it, and then it has a sand bed and the paver sit on top. And that's actually a flexible system, kind of like a blacktop in a parking lot is. So when we have those frost cycles where we have the heave of the ground, the pavement actually flexes with that. So you don't have that cracking. It's a solid system. So.
And I assume that you work with the clients, and they tell you kind of what they're thinking. And because you're an architect, you can probably design it out and draw it out for them and show them. That's great, because a lot of people that are in your business do not have that background.
Right.
I think that's awesome.
Well, and I study architecture, but I'm not an architect.
Well,
so,
that's true.
I may have been in another life, but didn't finish that one up. So, but, yeah, it's when we do a consult, you know, it's free to talk to us. You know, people can go online, request an estimate, we make it really easy through our website, or they can call in. And, we usually just spend an hour, 2 hours with somebody, talk outside, see what their wants and needs are, what kind of entertainment they'd like to have outside, and we just kind of go from there. We have a wide range of pavers that they can pick out and try to get their style and their taste to go with their house and something that's going to look aesthetically pleasing and work with their environment.
Well, and I think one of the things that we need to say this now, and we'll say it again after the next segment, but now is the time to call you.
Right,
it's
that's
early
right.
in March.
That's right.
But if you want something
busy,
to do, if you want him, to, if you want Derek to come to your house and work this summer, you need to get on his schedule now.
Right.
Because my husband was in lawn and landscape for several years, and you start booking up now. Fertilizer is going down. People start. You know, it is not unusual that once, you know, it starts being really nice out, your grass is going to start growing, and you're going to need some, you know, lawn service.
62 degrees is the magic number for that. So as soon as we hit ground temperature of that, things are going to start growing and taking off. Our construction side, we're usually booked out about 2 months on that with the outdoor features. The lawn care side, landscape side, usually a week to 2 weeks. As far as landscaping, lawn care, we can fit anybody in almost any time. So, and as far as we use a GIS service, which maps the property online, so it makes it really easy if someone just wants to know how much it costs to lay fertilizer for the yard for turf applications or for mowing, they can call in. We can give them an estimate right over the phone.
Oh, so you don't even have to go out there. That's
awesome. No, it's very fast and very easy. Or they can even send us an email. And all that stuff we get through our site, we have a response time about one day on that. So.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Derek from Wells Lawn Care.